This particular audio was prompted by Paul O'Mahony, who is at O'Mahony Blog. This morning I've spent quite a bit of time in between tasks looking at all the wonderful things that's been said on Twitter and on other platforms and in online news articles about that wonderful, well, some think a saint, wonderful man, Nelson Mandela. And so I made some comments, but Paul prompted me to say something on Audioboo. And so it was something I hadn't thought about, actually, because I'd listened to Paul's and a couple of others. And I didn't think that, really, I was someone that could say anything as wonderful as those other people have said. In print or in audio or on YouTube videos. But what I will say is, I remember clearly in 1993 when Nelson Mandela appeared in Glasgow. It was in the square, George Square. And the people of Glasgow, well, just absolutely rallied round and hung on his every word. And I think the people of Glasgow, not just Glasgow, but in other towns and cities in our country, had done so much to try and support and highlight all the wrongs of that country, that nation, and to promote and support Nelson Mandela in his lifelong cause to bring peace. Parity, equal rights to the black people of South Africa. Without going into the politics, we all know what they are, but I remember that rally very, very well. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the rally, but I remember it was televised and I saw it. And, you know, he's a most iconic figure. People were crammed in and desperately trying to take photographs or listen to what he was saying or even just see the man's face in real life, and it was a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And the only sorrow that I've got is I never actually saw the man in person. I would dearly love to do that, but there you go. We've had up here, amongst other dignitaries visiting our country, our nation, we have had popes, I've had two in fact, one not so long ago, that came to see our wonderful country. Particularly Glasgow. Seems to be the big favourite, the big magnet. But that's the Glasgow people for you. But then Nelson Mandela in 1993, say probably even more important since not tending to a religious side of things, but to citizens' rights in this earth. And I think everyone felt that. So, I'm not clever enough to say really nice things. All I will say that Paul asked me a question, saint or not. Well, we all have our own feelings and notions of what a saint is. I know saints here in my hometown, people who do so much for the community, for individuals, for groups, and in my mind they are saints, whether they have been declared so by others is unimportant, and Nelson Mandela, of course, is a major saint in my eyes, in my mind. I could run through all the things he's done in his life, all the hardships he's been through, but we all know that if we're interested at all, we'll have read or watched or listened to everything that revolved around this figure, this man, and there will be no one else like him in the world ever again. So I guess all I'd like to say at the end of this audio is Mandiba was and is, and I guess always will be, that figure. And I look at a picture here on the internet, standing in his black suit with his fist raised high and a beaming smile on his face. Now, who could ever forget that? And that picture, that man's face, will carry on forevermore. 100 years from now, 200 years from now, in the annals of history. And to say that about one person is saying something mighty indeed. So thanks for the prompt, Paul. As I said, I'm not gifted in the words that could even add any kind of real homage to this man. There's many others out there that can do it much better than I can.